Watch, Stephen Miller says Trump's policies have saved thousands of lives. By Neil Monroe on April 15, 2025. President Donald Trump's immigration policies are saving thousands of lives and protecting many child migrants from abuse. Immigration czar Stephen Miller told reporters on Monday. The amount of lives that we've saved. By shutting down the border, since President Trump issued his executive orders, have begun deporting criminals, is already in the thousands. Miller told reporters during an April 14 casual press conference on the White House driveway. The thousands of saved lives likely include both Americans threatened by migrant killers and also migrants who would have died while trekking to the Democrats' welcome at the U.S. border. Watch, Stephen Miller, Donald Trump's immigration policies save lives. Migrants have killed hundreds of Americans, often in drunk driving accidents. Breitbart News has carefully tracked the massive spike in migrant deaths caused by the welcome policy created by Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. Migrants died in the Darien Gap jungle, in rivers, and on roads. They died in the seas, snow, and scrub at record numbers. And hundreds more were killed in workplace accidents throughout the United States. Miller also said the administration is rescuing many young illegal migrants from abusive employers and prostitution. By the way, we've been out looking for the 500,000 children that Biden trafficked into this country. The stories that we have already uncovered of sex trafficking and labor trafficking and child abuse is beyond imagination. 500,000 minors were smuggled into this country under the last administration. And the administration not only didn't do anything to prevent it, in every way they funded it, subsidized it, facilitated it, supported it, contributed to it. If any American citizen did these things, they'd be in jail for life, he said. Breitbart has also closely monitored the inflow of younger migrants for low-wage jobs and prostitution. In mid-March, Breitbart reported. On Wednesday, HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced the decision to stop placement and immediately relocate UACs currently in Southwest Key facilities to other shelters. In a statement announcing the decision to terminate placement of UACs at Southwest Key programs, Kennedy stated the following, "This administration is working fearlessly to end the tragedy of human trafficking and other abuses of unaccompanied alien children who enter the country illegally. For too long, pernicious actors have exploited such children both before and after they enter the United States. Today's action is a significant step toward ending this appalling abuse of innocence," Kennedy added. Under the Biden administration, the Office of Refugee Resettlement, ORR, at the Department of Health and Human Services cared for 468,929 unaccompanied alien children. The children, most of whom were older male teenagers, were passed to U.S. border agencies by cartel-backed smugglers under contracts with labor traffickers or the children's illegal migrant parents and relatives. In 2020, during the last full year of the Trump administration's first term, ORR received only 15,381 children and youths from smugglers at the border.